Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, everyone. It's April from R for HR and Business Solutions. Today is Talk About It Thursday at R for HR Business Solutions, and I welcome you to the show. For those of you that don't know too much about us, R for HR and Business Solutions is a virtual human resource management company. We manage small to mid-sized companies, 2 employees to 39 employees across the United States. We also have a job placement division as well as a call center division. Again, welcome to the show. Our topic for this month is employee engagement. Employee engagement is near and dear to my heart. I love engaging employees. I love showing business owners and HR professionals how to bring their company, the employees, closer together so that they're more engaged, happier to work with the organization, and ready to put their all into the growth of the organization, which also involves growth, personal growth as well. Again, welcome to the show. We have a lot of things going on this month. Again, it's employee engagement. Want to invite you to visit us on the web at allforhr.net. We have our interact with us board, where our calendar is, allforhr.net/interact with us. You can also see the positions that we are posting, that we are filling across the United States, and several different events that we have going on during the course of the month. You are also welcome to contact us at our HR line if you have an HR question. Is offer HR, the number 4, offer HR, and that's option 4 to ask an HR question. You can also send us an HR question on the web, on our chat online box. That's at offerhr.net. If you have some great things going on in your organization, you want to get the word out, shoot us an email. We'll be glad to include it in our newsletter. And what we have going on this month, real quickly, is we are on the air, which is every other Thursday. And our next one is on the 21st at 12:30. You can always find us here, 12:30 to 1:30 for lunch. Give you a chance to grab your lunch about 12 o'clock and then join us and sit in and have lunch and call us with your HR questions. We also have a Facebook group where we converse and answer HR questions as well. You can find us, our group, at Offer HR Business Solutions on Facebook. And we have, again, great things coming are going on this month. I want to thank everyone for the birthday wishes during the month of August. I enjoyed it, and you made my birthday special. So I thank everyone for shooting me an email or a text message or an email wishing me a happy birthday. I really, 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 really appreciate that. So I want to know what's going on in your organization. You can shoot us an email. Again, we'll be happy to put your events in our newsletter. Again, Offer HR Biz on the Air is on the 21st is our next show. And then we have our Facebook group chat on the 12th and the 26th. We have an onboarding kit that's coming out in the next couple of weeks, and so we're going to get you ready for that. And I know everyone is excited. Everyone's thinking it's time to slow down, getting to the end of the year. Woo! It's been like a crazy year. And so we're winding down. Nope, we're not winding down. As a matter of fact, we're winding up. Because those goals, those HR goals you set for your company, kudos to all that you have achieved, and I hope you have achieved all of them. You probably have a little length on some other ones left throughout the end of the year. But we're geared up at All for HR Business Solutions to help your company get ready for an even better 2018. So don't wind down. We're getting ready to rev up for 2018. So we want to, as the year progresses towards 2018, and it is doing so rapidly, we're going to share tips with you and checklists and all kinds of goodies to get you ready for 2018. If you have a specific question you need answered regarding getting ready with your benefits or your payroll system, or I'm sure everyone has updated their employee handbooks by now, so that's a done deal. But if you haven't, make sure you shoot us an email. We do employee handbook updates, and we'd be happy to get that done for you. This month we have something coming up brand new. And that is in conjunction with our employee engagement month. We'd like to do something special to get you ready for, let you know how important effective human resource management practices are in the workplace. And so this month we are hosting a 5-day employee engagement challenge. Now, you want to know what that is, right? In 5 days? Yes. It's going to be fun. And we want you all to sign up. That page is going to be ready in a little bit for you to sign up, and you'll be hearing about it. We'll make that link readily available throughout the month. It is, again, a 5-day challenge on engaging your employees. The challenge will consist of engaging employees from scratch, identifying disengaged employees, the signs to look for and what to do, how to re-engage employees, assessing employee engagement. We're going to have a cool survey. And day 5 is going to be our wrap-up with key techniques to engage your employees. So look forward to that, we want you to come on board. So and you know, join that challenge. Employee engagement is a concept that has come about within the last 15 or so years, and it is designed to connect employees more with their organizations. Employee engagement provides happier employees, happier employers, and there are a lot of different techniques that you can do, programs out there, if you don't have one in place, to get your employees engaged identify disengaged employees. It's important to with employee engagement, to invest that time and energy into growing your human capital. And when I say growing, that necessarily means in size, but in context and content. And that means in tapping into the skill set and building employees who can aspire higher in the organization. And instilling them, trusting them to work better together in team building exercises are something that's has become very popular with increasing and improving employee engagement. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in our 5-day challenge. Again, I'm so glad to have everyone here. It is a great Talk About It Thursday. I want to hear from you. So I'm going to give you that telephone number where you can call in with your employee engagement questions. So that number that you can call in is 323-870-4359. If you have employee engagement questions, if you have an employee engagement program that is doing extremely well, we'd love for you to share that with us. You can share that with us on the air or on an email. We'd like to know how your employee engagement program is going and things of that nature. So, again, we're talking about employee engagement all month this month at All for HR and Business Solutions. And so we talk about different ways with employee engagement and techniques. We have some great surveys that we'll be sharing with you this week, this month, that you can share with your company to find out just where exactly how engaged your employees are. So when we talk about employee engagement, we're talking about linking employer practices with employee engagement, and so that expands actually quite a bit. There are different aspects, and it may seem a little overwhelming if you don't already have a practice employee engagement program in place, may seem a little overwhelming, and you may kind of want to shun that off, I might not want to do that. That may be a little bit, but I assure you that employee engagement is something that once you have it in place, you will see the improvement in the attitudes of your employees, the attitudes of your customers. Employee engagement is something that must be exercised throughout the organization. It's not only restricted to one level or support staff, but it's a mindset for an entire organization. And so when you're linking employee practices with employee engagement, some things that you want to consider, some areas that you must address are areas such as the job and task design. And so when you think about the job and task design, then you focus on areas of linking the skill sets, the employees with the proper skill set with the appropriate position. And so while tasks have in the workplace have been very complex, they can be simplified, but you want to be able to encourage your employees to work together on projects and assignments that are going to stretch their creativity level and their abilities so that they are able to grow within that capacity and perhaps go to a higher capacity or a higher position in that company. It makes them give your employees a greater sense of self-satisfaction. Okay, another area that is one that we all kind of work or can be a challenge is recruiting. It's the message that when you talk about employee engagement and linking employer practices with employee engagement, you want to be careful and you want to make sure of the message that your organization is conveying to applicants, to potential applicants to attract. The message can influence employees' engagement and their commitment to your organization. And if it's not a message that conveys from your employee engagement in your organization, it can often lead to attracting candidates that are not, that are there just for a paycheck and not for growth and potential investing themselves in that organization. And so you have to be sure to be convey a clear message of employee engagement to potential applicants when you are filling during your recruiting, in your recruiting process. Another area to is employee in selection is another area. Recruiting is a huge area. It's a huge area of concern for big companies and small companies. And so you want to make sure that you're producing a pool of promising candidates, that you're attracting the right candidates to fill available positions. When you hire the more applicable applicants to fill positions in your workplace, their workflow is smooth and they experience fewer performance problems, which that results in greater enjoyment and engagement in their position. So we're going to take a little bit of a break, a 5-minute break, and then we're going to be right back. And again, our topic for this month is employee engagement. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. Hello there. So we are back. And again, I want to welcome you and thank you for those that are listening to us on the air with All for HR Biz. This month is Employee Engagement Month, and so we want to invite you to send us your employee engagement question. You can call in at 323-870-4359 with your HR, your employee engagement question. Some great things going on again this month. We have the on the air, the next one is on the 21st. 12:30, 1:30, that much time. We also have our Facebook group now where you can join. We encourage HR professionals and business owners where you can drop in, and that's at All for HR and Business Solutions on Facebook. That's our page. Follow us on Twitter at All for HR or on Tumblr. All for HR on Tumblr as well. And so we have this month, we're trying something new, or we're doing something new to get more engaged with you, to help you improve your employee engagement. And so we have a 5-day employee challenge that's coming up. That starts on the 26th of this month. We are so excited about it. You'll be able to sign up right on the website. We also encourage you, if you're looking for a position throughout the United States, we are partnering great applicants with great companies. And so we're looking, so we are featuring some job positions. We are looking for a health and benefit sales professional in Michigan, that's in Southfield. Great, or, you know, working with a great company, great compensation package. You can email your resume to employment@allforhr.net. If you're interested in that position, forward us your email, your resume, again, at employment@allforhr.net, and we'll be glad to start that training process and see if that position is a good fit for you. We are also looking for an associate attorney. That is in North Carolina, and so we are looking for that position, and that position it requires experience, 8 years experience, and it is experience with foreclosures and banking. We're also looking for in North Carolina, an accounting manager out of North Carolina. We're looking for an engineering manager in Nashville, Arkansas. That's a good position. That position offers a lot of opportunity for growth. We're looking for a program manager in San Jose, California, and associate technical writer in Greenwich, Connecticut. That position is also a good position with a great company. And we're looking for a service delivery team leader in Norwood, Massachusetts. To find out about these positions, you can email us your resume at employment@allforhr.net, and we can get the screening process together or get the screening process started to see if that position, any of those positions are a good fit for you. If you know of anyone that is looking for a position in those areas, Arkansas, Greenwich, Connecticut, we're also looking for a health and benefit sales professional in Chicago, Illinois. So if you know if anyone is looking for a position, be sure to direct them to offerhr.net or employment@offerhr.net, and we can get connected and go from there. Let's not forget about our great work-at-home position, which is a customer service professional position, 1 to 2 years experience, customer service experience, and that's a work-at-home position. So if you're interested in that, you can actually apply for that position right on the website at offerhr.net Job Central. We are also looking for a part-time marketing intern. That's an in-house position. Must have 1 to 2 years experience with social media. So that, again, is a in-house position. And so any of those positions, if you know anyone or you're looking for a position, be sure to connect with us and to find out more about those positions. Again, our topic for this month is employee engagement. We have some great things going on. We have the Engage Our Employee Challenge. It's a 5-day challenge that starts on the 26th. More information is coming out on that and starting today. And so we want you to sign up We're going to give some great information, some great throughout the month, some great surveys. And so in retrospect, for those that have an employee engagement program in place, if you have questions about it or you want to assess it, let us know. We can get you a survey there. For those that are just joining the show, Alpha HR and Business Solutions is a virtual human resource management company. We've been in business for almost a decade now. We absolutely love small businesses. We love managing small businesses and their HR functionality. While small business owners focus on building their company, on business development, our clients are two employees, consist of companies that have two employees to 39 employees, and we are not industry specific. We have profit organizations, manufacturing companies, and a vast array of different clients up under our umbrella that have partnered with us. And so we encourage you. If you're fighting that HR, those HR demons, spending time recruiting and trying to fill positions and engage employees, which is taken away from your business development, you can give us a call at 844-425-5447, and we'll be happy to partner with you to provide you with the leeway you need to concentrate on building your company while we focus on your HR. We are here on every other Thursday. Our next show is on the 21st, 12:30 to 1:30 is where our time here. And you are more than welcome to call in 323-870-4359 with your HR question. Again, our topic for the month is employee engagement. And we're doing what we can to assess where your employee engagement level is, how engaged your employees are. Do you have a program in place? Do you not know where to start? Are you starting from scratch? Or are you trying to re-engage employees? Whatever the challenge you have, we want you to share with us. And if you have a great program in place, we'd like to know that as well. And so, again, we were talking about linking employer commitment with employee engagement, which is deals with a number of aspects that one, an employer must focus on when determining what if their employee engagement program is yet proven effective, or if you are designing one, or if you want to put one in place. And so we spoke about being sure of the message of engagement that you are conveying to job applicants when you are filling positions, and so that you are partnering the right candidates with the right positions in your organization. And so we talked about recruiting, and we also talked about employee selection was where we were, again, developing a pool of promising candidates that are ready for you to tap into to fill available positions. Recruiting is actually not something that you just do in the instance of hiring, filling an immediate position, but it's actually an ongoing progress, an ongoing process. Training and development, oh my goodness, is another one. One of the biggest ways, the greatest ways of losing new applicants is lack of training and lack of developing candidates in a job, in a position. Oftentimes, even with small, especially with small companies, not picking on us, but small companies have a tendency to, you're needing to fill a position right away, so you're hiring someone in, and kind of, although we want them hitting the ground running, regardless of whether it is a position as a receptionist or a HR manager, everyone has to learn the culture and the policies and procedures for a company, for a new company, because it varies. No two companies are the same. And so you have to be careful that when you hire a new person here, that there's a training process in place. We have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello, are you there, caller? Hello? Yeah, we see we have a thing, because I have a caller on the line. Are you there, caller? Okay, and so are you there, caller? Okay, and so so training and development is essential. It is critical to having reaping great effects from your employee engagement program. In instances where if you have redesigned a position, you want to make sure that the job description is updated and that your new employees are trained effectively on their new position. So it's very important. And then, of course, compensation. Compensation is always a huge one. You want to make sure that the compensation, that you are being competitive in the position that you're hiring for, because an HR practice that is has a powerful influence on employee engagement and commitment. Some compensation components encourage commitment to employers, while others motivate engagement in the job. While it's better to stimulate one and not the other, it is generally better to focus on both. And performance management. That is another HR practice that, that is essential to having an engaged workforce in your company. Again, we have some great things going on. I am so happy to have you here with us today. We still have some time to call in 323-870-4359 is the call-in number. If you have not had a chance, if you are new to the show, be sure to go on over to offerhr.net and look around and see who we are and what we do and the great things we have going on at our organization. We want to share those with you. If you have something that you want, an organization that you want to get the word out about, or something new going on in your company, we would love to share it in our newsletter. And we have our 5-day engage your employee challenge that's starting on the 26th. We're going to hear more about that. We're really excited. It's a 5-day video series, and we're going to have some great workshops and an ebook and just some things to make employee engagement a little bit easier to understand and to accolade to your company. If you don't have one in place, the challenge will be some great information to help you get started. And if you have one in place, you'll have some techniques on how to assess where your employee engagement level is with your employees. And so our challenge is actually, again, it's a 5-day challenge, and it'll focus on engaging employees from scratch. You don't have a programming part, and it'll give you some tidbits on how to start one. And identifying disengaged employees, signs to look for, and what to do. Re-engaging your employees is a big one. It's important when re-engaging employees, when you want to start it, again, the employee engagement starts right from out the gate. And so it starts from when you're actually recruiting new candidates and onboarding at candidates. Because you don't want to onboard, we're onboarding clients or hiring. We're onboarding new hires for longevity. We're not doing them just for the time being. And so employee engagement is definitely a way to build a long, fruitful employer-employee relationship. We'll also talk about assessing employee engagement, and then we'll talk about some cheap techniques to use to engage your employees. So, again, employee engagement is our focus for the month. And I'm excited about it. Again, employee engagement, I absolutely love. And so real quickly, I want to share with you some strategies to impact in employee engagement. One is to start at the top. Don't start at the bottom, start at the top, because we have to always realize that employees are going to follow the leaders. And so if you're not, your top management is not engaged, how are you going to engage your support staff and employees? Choose the right champions in your organization to champion employee engagement. Make sure that they're motivated, that the champions that you are choosing to help implement your employee engagement are sending the right message. They're passionate about the concept and also about driving change. And you want to focus on a bold goal, which is improving engagement. And so it's not to just, say, okay, I want to improve employee engagement. It's not that simple. Again, employee engagement is a mind. It is a mindset that is through the fabric of your company. It lets your company, lets your employees and your company as a whole know that we are committed to giving our best to you, and we want you to be committed to giving your best to us. So you want to keep those things in mind, and when you are assessing your employee engagement, you want, if you are implementing a new employee engagement program, you want to set realistic goals, because you can't implement, assess, an employee program in 1 month and expect goals. You have to set realistic goals. While we rely on the HR function, it is the heartbeat of the company. HR is the heartbeat of a company. Why? Because HR focuses on what? Human capital. It focuses on the employees, your work, your hearts and your souls that you depend on to work, grow with your organization, to make your client, your customers happy. And so HR is that function, and we're the heart of the company. And so you have to use it as a, you know, HR as a strategic tool. And so the engagement impacts morale and retention, and what's in the best interest to drive the planning of the actions of your HR department and create the right results. You want to have, again, that goes back to the right champions in your organization that are champion for your employees to be more engaged, to be happier, to do things such as treat your employees with perfect attendance to a personal development seminar. That's something that lets them know we appreciate your hard work. And so that, you know, they learn something, employee you send to a great seminar, they come back and then they are ready to put those skills and abilities, you know, to work. And so that shows that's like, you know, it shows that you appreciate them, the hard work of your employees. And it does create a more engaged employee or employees. They you know, understand that they're not there just to do a job. They're there to share their creativity and their skills and their wonderful personality and all of these wonderful people that are working in your organization, and you want them to, again, be able to get the best that they have, and you do the same. So again, we have, September is our employee engagement month. And I want you to look out for that challenge, because that information is coming your way for that 5-day Engage Your Employee Challenge. So excited about that. Make sure you join our Facebook group. We're excited about that. And so that is another way for HR professionals and business owners to collaborate and see the great tools that offer HR business solutions is putting together to make your HR work more effectively. And so, and to converse with other HR professionals and, you know, ask your questions. You know, if you're stopped about something, hey, give us a call. Shoot us an email. Let's see what we can do to get you past that. And so our next offer, HR on the Air, is the 21st, 12:31, 12:31:30. Don't forget that lunch. We give you time to get your lunch around 12 and get back to your desk and sit down and log in and you know, Talk HR with us. We have enjoyed you, as always. The Facebook group is going to be on the 12th and the 26th. That's the 12th and the 26th. And that's from 7 to 8. However, if you forget, don't forget. But if you forget, you can go to offerhr.net/ interact with us, and boom, there's our calendar going on. We have a meetup coming up for our HR lovers, and so you better stay tuned for that. And again, we've enjoyed you. We've had a great time here with you, and we're looking forward to meeting you back here, same place, next month, on 2 weeks from today, on the 21st, 12:30 to 1:30. We're excited about that. We can't wait to see you. We're going to talk some more employee engagement. And we want to see you on the Facebook group chat. It's a Facebook group where we encourage HR professionals and business owners to come on in and, you know, ask some questions and see what kind of HR tools we have and what, you know, that you can utilize in your HR, in your workplace to make your job, to enhance your culture and build your HR. Let's see. So we have some things. We had some, share some tips on our employee engagement on make sure you start from the top when you're implementing your program, and making sure you're putting the right employee engagement champions in place. We're going to have a whole lot of tips. As you know, Ellie shares tips throughout the month. And so she will be sharing employee engagement tips this month. She did progressive discipline last month. So this month, Ellie is jumping around and, you know, giving you employee engagement tips to help you. If you have some HR challenges and some issues, we encourage you to give us a call at 844-435-5447. Or number 4, call 4-HR. The number 4 at the end is our number. You can also contact us on our hotline. We have a hotline. You can have an HR question. So you can call that same number and dial number 4. Someone will either answer your questions or you can leave a question and someone will call you back. It's been wonderful having you here with us today. It's always a joy. Here at Offer HR and Business Solutions, we love our clients. We love helping small business owners. Again, we offer affordable virtual HR management services and consulting all around the country. And to hearing from you, visit us at offerhr.net. You have questions? See what's going on with us. And we're looking forward to seeing you on that challenge. So visit the website, our virtual home, and you can sign up for that. We'll have a great ebook, employee engagement ebook at the end of the month. That's going to have all this information in there for you. We have truly enjoyed you. I do, again, want to hear your employee engagement woes and challenges and triumphs. I'm looking forward to hearing from you on the 21st. It's been great. Today is Talk About It Thursday at Offer HR and Business Solutions. And we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Facebook group meeting or group chat. It's been wonderful. Everyone have a great Talk About It Thursday. A great HR day. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. See you soon.
Bye-bye now.